What's up? What's up? It's the B Show, a wrestling podcast. I'm Dixon.
I'm Fancy Jay.
Not that fancy today.
Nope. Today is t-shirt, shorts, doing a little gym action, well in the pecs. And then why? So I can A, stay sexy and fancy, and B, actually feels good, man. Like mentally. Get all that stress out, all that frustration, anger. I always feel awesome after the gym.
That's why I fight strangers.
I can see that. I can see the equivalent of my gym time as you fighting and throwing people down the stairs.
I like throwing people down the stairs.
I know you do. Do you ever feel guilty after you do it? Is there ever like a moment where you're like, oh shit, I went too far?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When do you feel that?
There's been a couple hundred times over the years where
a couple hundred?
Yeah.
Where you're like, I shouldn't have done that?
Yeah.
Why is it like in the moment or the person comes and apologizes? Sorry.
No, it's always like 5 minutes after where I'm walking away, be like, man, he didn't need to bleed. He did though. Karma.
Have you ever had anybody that you've done that to that have come back and try to like beat your ass like the next day or the next weekend, like with their friends? Like, I'm gonna F this guy up.
Well, the thing is you've always got a security crew on when you're running a live music nightclub. So
but you're all over the place. Can't they see you outside of the club? No, I'm asking you, has it ever happened? Sorry, no. Meeting a banana.
No, I ran into one dude whose tragus I broke one time at Barnes & Noble, and he rolled up and was like, yo, you're the dude that ruined my ear. And I was like, yeah, so? And he was like, oh, never mind.
He thought he was trying to start something with you?
It felt like it.
At Barnes & Noble. Only you would get in a throwdown at a fucking bookstore.
Right. Where
everything is quiet and calm and soothing.
You're soothing.
I am. My voice is. How was your week?
Long, tedious, filled with bullshit.
Sounds pretty fun.
Not really.
Yeah, man.
But I do have a big bowl of Starburstesses.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Who got you those Starbursts?
These came from... You should probably silence your phone, dickweed.
Wow. Jeez.
These came from my two bosses. My program director and my general manager. Pitched in a bag.
Wait. You ate all the Starbursts that I got you?
I didn't.
That whole freaking bowl got eaten already?
Joe and Beth.
Damn. Beth, your birthday's coming around in a couple weeks.
Don't buy me candy.
Yep. We get you a big bowl of Necco wafers, Skittles, Starburst.
No Skittles.
You like Skittles?
Nah.
No?
Not since they replaced the lime with the green apple. Fuck you, M&M Mars. Fuck you very much.
M&M makes Skittles?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Other than that, your weekend was just
long, man.
Yeah, why is it that it went by fast, though? This week went by fast.
Not really.
No? Well, you've been dealing with a lot of personal stuff, too.
Not really.
Well, not personal in your house. Personal is in, like, outside of your on-air persona.
Motherfucker's trying to test me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of that lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's always like in the city, man, and you go to certain parts of the neighborhood where when the heat and the sun's out, that means more trouble happens because people are outside and they're more testy.
In the cold weather, people just hide
in their houses.
These were internet warriors, keyboard warriors.
Any of them that you wanted to purge earlier?
There's a couple of them. They both get dealt with.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. Not to this.
No? Are they in the music world?
One sort of, and one shouldn't be.
But is.
Kind of.
Competition for you?
No.
No. So like a band?
Nope. We'll get into it later.
All right, man.
The wrestling bullshit
so out. We got a bunch of wrestling to start out with. So if you are just joining us, Dixon, why don't you tell them the idea that you came up with and what we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
So we're basically doing like this fantasy booking thing, but it has to exist in like a real world scenario. So we're kind of doing this thing where like, oh, you're gifted all this money and you can start an indie promotion or a Fed wherever you want, continental United States. We've drafted how many guys so far?
18.
18. We're going to draft six more each today.
Yep.
And then we're also going to unveil, like last week, I forgot what you named your dumb fed, but mine's Patriot Pro Wrestling.
Mine is Absolute Revolutionary Wrestling, ARW.
So pretentious. And mine.
Total Patriot, okay.
Well, and it's because I'm in the South, man. I'm running Memphis.
Exactly. It's pretentious, man.
Not really.
Patriot, actually, I would feel like you would be in like the New England area.
I'm in the middle of a red state, bro. I got to go red state.
So am I.
Where are you again?
Austin, Texas. Ugh. I'm in like, but I picked a liberal city. That's the only reason why I picked Texas. It's because I love Austin. And so I figured that that would, plus Texas is a hotbed of history of wrestling. Who's this guy, Austin?
Yeah, you said you were in love with Austin. Oh, sorry.
The
city, not the dude.
Steve Austin. So yeah, so that's, so mine's in Austin, yours is in Memphis. So we drafted, 18. First week was 12. Well, we'll run through the list after we do these six.
Well, we kind of got to give everybody an idea of who's already there.
All right. So my list is, Adam Cole. So again, these had to be guys that are technically
legitimate free agents.
Yeah, that are not signed. They're on the independent circuit.
In the premise of this could potentially happen.
Yeah,
because your boy's got a lawsuit pending.
Because it could happen. So it's Adam. My first pick: Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Limitless, Keith Lee, Donovan Dijak, Bobby Fish, Leo Rush, Kota Ibushi, Matt Riddle, Jimmy Havoc, Jeff Cobb, Zack Sabre Jr., Will Ospreay. Those were my first 12. Then the next six were Shelton Benjamin, Damian Sandow, Carlito, Wade Barrett, Mike Bennett, Sonny. Yes, Sonny.
Fuck her. Anyway, my first 12 are a lot of his second six because somebody likes to bite off me. But here we go. Wade Barrett, Shelton Benjamin, Jack Swagger, Damian Sandow, Trevor Murdoch, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Nick Dinsmore, the former Eugene, Rob Conway, Carly Cologne, better known as Carlito, Rob Van Dam, Jimmy Yang, Tajiri, and then my supplementary six were Ted DiBiase Jr., Charlie Haas, Colin Delaney, A.R. Fox, Cody Rhodes, and Mike Bennett.
Oh, I don't even have Cody Rhodes. Wow. You hear that he left TNA?
I did.
He's done.
I'm not surprised.
Good.
Jeff Jarrett's a fucking...
What the hell's going on over there? You can't even, like... He's the ultimate independent guy right now. He'll do any organization.
Cody?
Fed, yeah.
He's still checking matchups off his bucket list.
Exactly. And so, like, when he's done with TNA, then you know it's there's nothing there for him.
There's nothing there, dude.
There's crazy. So, okay, so that was our 18. So now we're going to go into our final six. So these will be the last six that we draft, and then we'll have a full roster. Once we have the full roster, today we're going to be talking about what type of belts we will have.
And not what type of belts. We're going to name our
belts,
championships.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we'll name our championships. Okay, Vince, can't say belts, so you got to say
no,
championships.
But like,
we're going to name what championships
we have. The
way you
said it, you were going to describe, like, okay, so mine's going to have an eagle on it, and it's going to be red leather, and I'm going to wear it all the time.
Everybody's going to have a Brahma Bowl because it fits for the Great One, The Rock, and for Austin, Texas. so we're going to talk about what championships we have in our company, and then talk about how we're going to divvy out those championships. So that'll be this week. Next week, we'll talk about who and how we get to the champion for each one. All right.
There you go.
So you want to go first?
No, you can.
All right. So I talked about, I said this to you early before we started the podcast, but I'll tell the listeners. So there were some names out there that I was circling. I can't believe I forgot Cody Rhodes. Oh, well. I'm not drafting him this time around. So what I wanted to do was get some names to help. I feel like my roster is freaking loaded, but, you know, get some of the old school people in there. So I was looking at some names, and I read an article about Buff the Stuff Bagwell, who's doing a final indie retirement tour. So I was like, oh, he might be a good one.
Biggest and then, tour ever.
And then I saw an article on Raven about why he never went back to WWE, and I'm like, oh, maybe him, he could be a good one. And then I, you know, Taz is Taz, and then I'm like, nah, man, like, I never liked Raven. I don't know. To me, I'd probably be booed off this, and I'll get so many negative comments, but Taz was all right. I mean, I don't know.
He's just old and fat now, though.
But even when he was there, man, it was, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was cool, but he just never did it for me. I'd love to have him, don't get me wrong, but yeah, he's too old. And Buff the Stuff. I loved him in WCW. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I did. I thought he was hilarious, but I stayed away. What I did was something completely opposite of what Dixon, I know for a fact, is not going to do. And that is, I am going with a strong kick-ass women's division, because I think that is awesome for a wrestling promotion, and I think it's stuff
that you bring up, if they're in the Mae Young Classic, ineligible.
No, they're not signed. That's independent.
Nah.
That's independent. They're not signed to a WWE contract. They're independent.
They have to in order to release the video footage. So
no, I mean, that's not. I mean, Kota Ibushi. What's that?
How it works.
No, it's not. All those guys that were in the Cruiserweight didn't sign. They signed a contract for that tournament, but they didn't sign a permanent contract. But anyway, I don't think any of them are, but we'll see. So my first pick, I'm going to pull her out of retirement once she gets the gets settled in with being a new mom, Brooke Adams.
Yeah.
Love her. Super hot, too. Love you, Brooke, if you're
terrible
listening.
In ring.
I wouldn't say terrible. She was a champion for a long time. Brooke Adams, that's my first choice.
All right. What are the other five?
Oh, we're just... No, we go back and forth.
Oh. I'm going to take Alex Riley.
Okay.
Good old A-Rye.
A-Rye. My second pick, who's a free agent and is talking about coming back to wrestling, who I know Dixon will be like, eh, but she's a huge name and super hot. Kelly.
Oh, God. Yep. Terrible worker.
Eh.
I'm going to go with the wife beater extraordinaire, one Adam Rose.
Wow.
If he fucks up, I'll just have one of the bigger guys kick his ass.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. Adam Rose, I didn't even think about that. He's not signed with anybody?
No. I retired at this point, really.
My third pick is going to be Mia Yim, a.k.a. Jade. She is a free agent, and she's not bad in the ring.
She's all right.
So that's my third pick.
She sells great. Mine is a not all that well-known dude. Had a quick cup of coffee in the States, doing great on the British Indies. His name is Rampage Brown.
Don't know who that is, but that's the greatest name of all time. Please tell me he's black.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big dude.
I'm going to change. I just want him on my roster just for his name. Rampage Brown versus Keith Lee. Limitless Keith Lee. That'd be badass.
All right, next.
Wait, pull up Rampage Brown on your phone while I give my
I get no service fourth. Down here, fella.
All right, I will. My fourth pick, this is in no particular order, but I really liked her, and I want to get some color on the roster. Marty Bell, she was formerly in TNA. She is a free agent
so
as
racist?
Of March. How's that racist?
You want to get some color on the roster?
Yeah, I'd like to have different ethnicities. I'd like to have white, black, Latin, Asian. I'd like to have it all. Instead of just having
this
like
1964 referring to them as colored people now?
Gosh.
What are you, my grandmother?
Jesus, you take something out of context. No, color meaning like different ethnicities, not color as in black. She's really good too.
I'm just forewarning all your listeners, if you see Jay on the streets.
Yeah, okay, well, I apologize. If that did come off wrong, I do apologize. That's not what I meant. Dixon's going to turn my words into it. Now I feel really guilty saying that.
So you made me feel
I want my first colored woman
stairs.
On it. No, Marty Bell. She's really good. And she just became a free agent. So,
all right. I'm going to go with Kyle O'Reilly because he's still out there.
Oh, taking one of my guys.
He's not going to be a top guy for
Look
me.
Look at that. It's a good pick, though. Five, I'm going to go with Mrs. Mike Bennett, Maria Kanellis.
She nope. can be. Those two literally just signed with the E.
When?
Because
I have Bennett already.
They're debuting on SmackDown Tuesday night.
Okay, if they don't debut Tuesday night, I get to have her on my roster.
All right.
They may actually
show up at the pay-per-view, is what I heard.
So then I don't know if I can have this one, because technically I don't know if she's a free agent, but supposedly she's not going back to Lucha, and I love her last name, Ivelisse Velez, I-V-E-L...
I know who you're talking about.
SSE.
I don't care. Shit, you can have her. All the women are useless.
Wow. All the women are useless. Dang, son. All right.
I'm going to go with a dude that I think deserves a shot. Northeast Indy guy, got a bad rap years ago over an incident with, you know, a female wrestler. But he's earned a spot to at least be an under guy for me, and that's Slick Wagner Brown.
No idea who that is. What happened? What was the incident?
I don't really want to get into it because he's my boy, and it's on the internet. If you want to look it up, it's Slick Wagner Brown.
He's your boy, and yet you just told everybody to go look it up.
Dude, it happened so long ago. I don't understand why he's still paying the price for it.
So these are my three alternates in case you said I couldn't have any of this. No. In case you said I couldn't have any of my top six, and you said I can't have Maria Kanellis.
Yeah.
So she is.
Well, give me your last pick first.
That was. I just did give you my six.
Who was
Velez that? Was the sixth.
No, because then I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, that was only five.
I did Brooke Adams, Kelly, Jade, Marty Bell, Maria Kanellis, and then when I gave Maria Kanellis, that was Velez, and then so this would be the sixth.
You get one alternate. Who is it?
Gail Kim.
Did she leave TNA?
Yeah, she returned. Well, she got the end of the TNA Hall of Fame. It's either that or Velvet Sky. Give me one of those two.
Do you know who Gail Kim is married to?
No, actually.
Chef Robert Irvine.
Oh, yeah, actually, you did talk about that on Food Network, right? Yeah, you've talked about that. Actually, you know what? Scratch that. I have Sonny in there as a six. I'm going with Rampage Brown.
You're a dildo. Fucking know the guy.
So? That's the whole point.
Why would you draft somebody you don't know how to book? You don't even know what he looks like.
As soon as you said Rampage Brown, I said, is he a black guy? And you were like, yeah. And then you said a big black guy, and he's
then
British. He's
got
an
hard.
Awesome accent.
And then...
Yeah, my penis did get a little hard because... Stupid microphone. There's not enough black people that get props in wrestling and they get pushes. So I'm going to look them up right now.
All right. Well, my last pick's King Mo.
Who's that?
King Mo, Bellator fighter that crossed over into TNA for a little bit. Legitimate amateur wrestling background. Legitimate badass.
Where's he now?
Bellator.
Oh,
no
so
longer
he's not
affiliated
even...
with TNA. So we never said anything about MMA companies. So.
Oh, yeah. This dude's awesome. And he's got a British accent.
And you've never seen him wrestle.
Done.
You've never seen
him
wrestle.
It's the look, man. I go, obviously he can wrestle. If he couldn't wrestle, you wouldn't have drafted him. Okay, so that, and two is, he's got an awesome look.
You have no idea what my plan for him is.
I don't, and you have no idea what my plan is for him.
Yours is to take pictures of him and then masturbate to them.
Nah, he's not what I pictured. I mean...
You still want to have sex with him, though.
No, I don't. If this is their first time listening to our show, Dixon implies that I like to have sex with men. He doesn't know if that's true or not, but he likes to imply it. All right, so I got to cross out... Maria Kanellis and put in Rampage.
I hate you so much sometimes. And you wonder why we're not really friends, because you do dumb shit like this that annoys me.
Is that really upsetting you?
It makes me want to stab you.
Is that
you
really
in the
upsetting
lot.
You? It makes you want to purge me?
No, it makes me want to stab you in the parking lot. I didn't say I wanted to kill you because you get mad when I say things
I'm not
like
gonna
that.
Have Rampage.
You can
Brown.
Have him.
Nope,
can have him.
Nope.
No,
nope.
Because I want you to do your fucking research and then how you're gonna book him next week.
No, you just said you were gonna stab me in the parking lot.
I'm not really gonna stab
you. Well,
in the
I know, but you
lot.
Want
I've had
to.
A lot of opportunities to stab you and I haven't.
No, what I'm saying is you want to. Whether or not you actually would, there's a difference.
Here's the thing. Like,
nope, Gail Kim.
If it's a Donovan Dijak, a Kyle O'Reilly, it makes sense for both of us to draft him, right? Because we both have some experience in seeing them wrestle, get an idea of how you want to book them. But for you to take somebody, sight unseen, just to be a cutesy
over
little,
Velvet Sky or Nicole Matthews or Gail Kim, I mean, yeah, I was trying to build the female
then he's
division.
On your roster. I want you to do your research this week. No, because now you're just being lazy. Your research this week, watch some YouTube footage, and let's see how you book him next week.
Okay, I take him, you give me shit. Then when I say I won't take him, then you give me shit.
Yeah, like, because you're so wishy-washy.
No, you...
You're Eeyore. You're the real-life
no,
Eeyore.
No, Eeyore's like, fine, I won't take him. Ooh. Me is like, I'm excited about him, and you say that you want to stab me, so I'm like, all right, cool,
no,
dude.
I'm not going
to
stab you.
You want to.
I might take a shit in your pants, but
fine,
I'm not going
to
stab
you.
Fine,
but you want to take a shit in my pants. I don't want any shit in my pants, so then why would I take Rampage? I'll go with
that's all you, man.
Hottie,
he's on
Gail
your roster.
Kim.
He's
get
on
Velvet
your roster.
Sky,
he's on your roster.
She's still
what are your championships?
You go first, since my name...
for my company is lame.
Well, I have the Patriot Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a small roster, and because I plan on running local TV the way Jerry did for years in Memphis, I'm going to have a TV champion, which will be my underneath title, and then I'm going to have tag champs. And I think that's all we need for a roster of 24.
I am going with the ARW World Champion. I am doing the ARW Transatlantic Champion, much like Intercontinental, but I just didn't want to call it that. I am going to go with...
So you're going to do a Transatlantic Championship for a local Fed in Texas.
Well, my people are all over. Are all over the world. That's no different than having
an account. They're signed for you, man. They're exclusive now.
Exactly, but they're all over. So all right. Transatlantic. I mean, it's like Intercontinental, but there's other... Intercontinental. New Japan has Intercontinental Champion. Well, it did. They're going to get rid of it now. And they were only in New Japan. Or they were only in Japan. New Japan. I have a ARW Lone Star Champion.
All right, so you have three singles titles.
Three single titles.
For 18 guys in six broads.
Well, no, then I have the ARW Violet Crown Women's Champion. And the reason why I did this is because Austin is known as the city of the Violet Crown, the colorful glow of light across the hills just after sunset. And that's how I view my women's division for my...
So your division.
So I have a world champion. I have the transatlantic champion, so it's like much like the intercontinental. I have the...
For 24 guys. For 24 people on a roster, you have four titles.
I have the Lone Star Champion, which is much like your TV championship or U.S. title. But I have the women's because I have a full other division. So, I mean, you don't have any women's.
Are you giving out our participation trophies after each match, too?
I actually was going to do this, and I think I'm going to do this. I got to think about it now that I know who my roster is. It's going to be the Absolute Revolutionary Wrestling ARW Gender-Free World Champion. Oh, yeah. Chicks versus dudes for the belt. Woo!
Wow, that's terrible.
You know what? You run yours like how you want to run it. And I'm going to have the best video production like no freaking other because that's what I do. And it's going to be awesome.
Okay. All right. So let's take... The first 12 guys we booked that we signed.
Okay.
And run through them quickly with what your character for them is. Because you've had enough time to marinate on
that. Oh, dude, I haven't even thought about that. I have no idea. I have not thought about the characters.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, it took me forever to come up with the belt. This is easy for you, man. You did this for years, a decade plus. Like, this is stuff for me. Like, do you know how much research I had to do just to come up with, like, six women that aren't signed? I had to do a lot of research, man. I had to do a lot
Vince just got 16 of them for a tournament. I don't know why it took you.
Yeah, but they scout. That's like saying, hey, Seattle Seahawks were able to bring in six wide receivers from D2. I wouldn't know who to pick, but they do because they've scouted it all year. They know, man. They got people on the streets. I'm just one man behind the Google.
You're just dragging your feet.
I'm not dragging my feet. When we talked about this, we said we were going to pick the final six. We were going to name our champion. We were going to name the championships, and then we were going to talk about what we were going to do to get it there. But we weren't going to talk about like the characters. You can go, though. You can start your six.
No, it's fine, bro.
You think that we literally just talked about that right before we went on. Anyway, who do you... So is there anything else that we're doing this week?
How are you going to name your champions?
I am going to hold a... I don't know. See, you're going to think this is lame. I was trying to think of something outside the box. Something that's not just like, okay, I'm going to have a Royal Rumble, or I'm going to have this, or I'm going to have that, King of the Ring. So what I was thinking of doing for the world champion, so it would be like, I think, what, I have 18 guys?
You have 24 guys, dude.
No, I have six women.
Oh, that's right. Boy, moron.
We just talked about that. Anyway, so I have 18 guys. So what I'm thinking of doing is I'm going to have a tournament. Bracket style. That's similar, but each round there's a different stipulation. So first round will be
can I just start calling you Vince Russo now?
How's that? I didn't say stipulation is like, oh, it's no holds barred or it's
round
first
two
blood.
Is Viagra on a pole match.
Yeah. Hey, you don't know, but that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be something different, something that shows the athleticism of my roster, and do that. So each round will be a different stipulation, and then the final will be a 60-minute Ironman match to decipher the champion. This will not happen in one night, obviously. This will take place over a couple of weeks. And then the champion of that, who wins that tournament, whoever finishes second, whoever was in the main event, will then have a program, gets the first chance for the belt after. So those two are off doing that. After that, then the rest of the roster goes into a tournament for the transatlantic champion.
All right, sounds like a convoluted mess.
Yep, pretty much.
So I'm going to do...
This is subject to change. Card is subject to change.
Okay. I'm going to do... I'm going to take my eight guys that are in my four tag teams.
And, oh, yeah, I didn't do a tag team. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, you don't have enough guys. You've already got four titles, man. You don't need five. Take my four tag teams and kind of pull them out, and they're going to do sort of a round-robin tournament style.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, it's not just going to be, like, team one versus team two, winner takes on the winner of team three versus team four. Like, you're going to accumulate points over the course of three cards, and then there'll be a final.
It's
like
cool.
A round-robin tournament. sorry,
but it's
being a dick to you. So I'm going to have a 16-man tournament for the Patriot Pro Wrestling title.
Okay.
And then the losers... are all getting assigned a number on the way out, 15 through 1. And then there will be a bracket set up with the numbers corresponding. And there'll be one open hole. And the guy that does not win the world title at the end of the tournament gets placed into the bracket where the hole is. So he gets a bye in the first round because he's wrestled extra matches. And then that will set up a 15-man tournament with a bye for the TV title.
That's literally what I just said.
It's not even close to what you're doing.
What are you talking about? I said the rest of the guys that aren't in the final two for the World Championship are then put in another tournament for the Transatlantic Championship.
Right, but you didn't have the numeric draw system at all.
Like, no, but I'm saying you said that's convoluted. You don't know how I'm going to pick them and draw them out.
Right, because mine actually has a plan. Yours is convoluted because you don't have the details yet.
Same style. And we don't ever talk about any of this, so that's kind of cool, though. I'm kind of proud of myself that I am somewhat similar.
Not
as
even
yours.
Close.
Yes. The only difference is that...
That you had no plan for the secondary tournament?
No, I totally have a plan. It's going to be a regular. It's going to be a regular
So how
tournament.
How do you... If
they
you're,
pulled
if
the numbers out of the hat.
Right, and the only reason you're saying that now is because...
No, I just was going to say that they get assigned a number. There was no rhyme or reason.
You cut me off.
No, I'm not... I didn't know you wanted that big of a detail. I just was telling you that there was a tournament for the
Explain
other
it
belt
away, Jay. Explain it
that
away.
Was from the losers.
You
from
remind
the
me of this guy
one.
Named Dan. I know.
You remind me of this person I know that's a super dick, who just tries to like belittle his best friend.
Oh, I love my Chachi. I never belittle him.
Yeah. Uh huh. Whatever, dude. You hurt my feelings, man.
Oh, stop it. Drink your seltzer water and suck
it's not
it
seltzer
up.
Water. It's vitamin zero water, okay? Ugh. It's called Rise because I need to rise up.
It's the orange one?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not that great. I prefer the
lemonade.
Lemonade is good. You can get a whole...
Mixed case
of lemonade, like berry, and orange at BJ's.
Mm.
For like $14, not bad. Like
I like to go to the 7-Eleven because you can get 52 ounces of XXX vitamin water for $1.79 and a double gulp. And a single bottle is $1.89, and it's only 20 ounces. So I get almost three times the refreshment for the same price.
They have vitamin water in the big gulp machine?
Yeah.
At all 7-Elevens?
Yeah. It's the XXX, though.
That's awesome.
That's the pomegranate blueberry.
That's the one. That's the berry one.
But it's not sugar-free.
Yeah, this is zero. See, I can't do all that, man.
That's on you.
Yeah, well, technically on my stomach. Anyway, so that's the tournament. For the women's championship, I have no idea.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Viagra on a pole. Yeah. Actually, I was thinking about hiring Vince Russo to be.
God.
Totally kidding. After all the drama he's in this week with everybody that he's previously worked with.
Well, he's the prime example of a keyboard warrior. You know what I mean? Like he goes online and talks a bunch of shit about a bunch of people, and then expects there to be no backlash.
Well, and now he's doing it on his shows as well.
Yeah.
And then he's sharing emails that he's having with other people that are in the industry. He's one of those guys that he's so sensitive.
He reminds me of you a lot.
No. If there was a round table, or what's that called, on the E that they do, where it's
round table. You had it right the first time.
So when they have that show and somebody is trashing me, the last thing I'm going to do is go online and trash them. That's your opinion. First of all, there would never be anybody to trash me like they did for Vince Russo, because Vince Russo is this whole other type of person. Well, you trash anybody. You wonder why there's so much drama in your life, because you break down the people that love you, man.
No.
But anyway, no, I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't want to bring attention to it. I would call them up, be like, yo, let's hash this out. Jim Cornette, what's wrong? Why are you crazy? Why don't you like me? And then Cornette would be, doesn't he have a high-pitched voice?
Nah.
Kind of.
He's got an annoying mama's boy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he would kiss my ass. Because that's what Cornette does.
Meh.
He kisses everybody's ass. I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard his podcast a couple of times. It's really not that good.
Yeah.
It's not that entertaining. He's old. Did you like him? Was he good?
He was a fantastic manager. Great.
No. I mean, behind the scenes as a booker and certain stuff. Was he good?
He's mediocre.
Yeah. He's, I don't know.
What are we moving on to? Because we're dragging now. You're bringing my energy down.
I'm bringing your energy down after you said you want to stab me. So we'll go into this. What are your thoughts on Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe? And
well, you
what's
know
Lesnar's
going over.
Yeah,
sucks.
But I'm just saying, what's been your?
I think it'll be a good hard hitting physical match.
Have you liked the build? Like when he choked Heyman, and then that pull apart.
I hate pull aparts because they always look so fake.
That one didn't look as fake.
Yes,
what was
did.
Fake with that one is like I don't like pull aparts when you bring in guys from the roster. Like, I'm sorry, Enzo and Cass have just literally getting their asses beat behind stage and getting hit in the head. They're going to come out and break up a fight between two dudes. Why do they care? Why do these guys care? Because Kurt Angle told them to come out. He should have enough security. That's the only thing. That's when it becomes like super cheesy. Now, if there was back in the day when you had like WCWs invading WWF and then you had those teams going out and battling, you know, pulling apart people, then I can understand. But this one, who the hell signs with Brock and why are anybody signing with Joe? He's beat everybody up on the roster. But I think that match is going to be fucking awesome.
It'll be all right.
Ah, dude, it's going to be so hard hitting, man. Joe is the best. Yeah, I wish they weren't doing it now. I wish they would save it for Mania or a SummerSlam. But that
who
being
knows
said,
if Brock's going to be around that long.
No, he's definitely around for Mania. It's already set up. It's him versus Roman Reigns.
If he doesn't OD on steroids by then.
Yeah, I could see this. If this match is really good and the crowd is into the buildup, I can see it going to SummerSlam.
No, they've already got Strowman penciled in for...
But that's if Strowman doesn't come back.
He's back. He's already been medically cleared.
But what happens if he gets hurt again? What happens if you have a three-way? That'd be pretty badass three-way.
That's your favorite kind of three-way,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Two dudes stuff, and then one other dude.
Put a black guy in there, then it's my favorite male three-way.
What is it with you and the racism today, man?
How's that racism? I like black guys.
I'm going to cut that out and I'm going to use it as a sweeper for my show.
That should be in the opening. So some awesome, awesome news. Ronaldo has been formally announced that he will announce the Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather extravaganza in August. That's awesome because he's really when he doesn't have Vince and the E people in his ear telling him what
he's a good
stuff
announcer,
to say,
man.
He's awesome.
Probably the third best ever.
Yeah. And then, especially in boxing and
yeah.
Bellator, he's awesome. But what do you think of that fight?
Eh, I don't care.
You're not going to watch that?
Probably not.
Why wouldn't you want to watch that?
I don't know. I got better things to do with my life, sir.
Oh, gosh. Can okay, pretend you were going to watch that. Yeah. Pretend you didn't have anything better.
I don't like boxing. It's boring.
Yeah, I don't. Well, here's the thing. We this is a this is an event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in your world.
No, no, no. It's going to be the highest bought pay-per-view of all time.
No, it won't.
Yes. You want to bet on that? We'll bet on that. I will bet a tattoo on the bottom of my foot that this is the number one highest rated bought pay-per-view, highest buy rate of a pay-per-view ever for this fight in August.
Not true.
What's not? Okay. All right. We won't bet, but that's how confident I am. Done.
I should make you get that tattoo on the bottom of your foot, but I'm not going to do it because you're going to pussy out.
It's going to happen.
It's not.
Why do you think that?
Because truthfully, like, I just, people are already over it, man. Like,
who's over it? It just started. This is what the fans wanted. When McGregor and Floyd, who are two of the greatest smack talkers ever, and then they take it to social media, and then the fisticuffs.
What's the current highest grossing pay-per-view of all time?
I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know?
No. But you're the one over there braggadocioing.
It's because there's never been... Name me a fight that's been as big as this. Rousey coming back.
Holyfield, Tyson.
I think the highest is... No, I know for a fact Floyd and Pacquiao beat that. I think Floyd Pacquiao is the highest ever. And that's not even going to even remotely have the fanship. You have a UFC world, then you have the boxing world, and then you have wrestling world, and then you have everybody else who just wants to be part of it.
Why would anybody from the wrestling world care?
What do you mean? Why? Because usually people who like wrestling like UFC.
That's not true.
Do you like UFC?
Nah.
You shut up, dude.
I prefer Bellator.
Fine. They liked mixed martial arts fighting. Do you like mixed martial arts fighting?
Sometimes.
Okay, there you go.
So depends on who's fighting.
Exactly. So now you have...
I don't like Conor McGregor, so I don't care. And I don't like Floyd Mayweather, so I don't care.
So that's you. I'm telling you, the general public will care. It's like the Super Bowl. I don't like the Seattle Seahawks or the New England Patriots, but if somebody's having a party or I'm going to... Well, I'll watch the game no matter what, but tons of people who don't watch football during the regular season, we'll sit there and watch the Super Bowl. That's the equivalent of this. And it's a spectacle. That's all it is. I bet Connor doesn't even... And what's his face? The boxing guy on First Take on
ESPN. Floyd Mayweather?
No, no, no. The First Take guy on ESPN. Was like one of my favorite guys. Not... He said...
He's got to be one of your favorites. If you know,
God,
if
dude,
you
my
know
brain's
his
fried.
Name.
He got me rattled, bro. Got me rattled with this whole Rampage Brown thing stabbing me. He said that he doesn't even think Connor's going to land a punch. Floyd is the greatest defensive boxer of all time. Like, so the fight is going to suck. Connor's going to get his ass kicked. If Floyd wants to kick Connor's ass, because supposedly in the contract is you can't do any type of non-boxing or he loses his entire purse. So to me, it's all the buildup before. These two are the greatest people on the mic right now as far as building up. They are professional wrestlers that don't have anything scripted for them. And they're going to sell the shit out of this. And then also it's in August where there's no NBA, there's no NFL, there's no college football. Baseball's in the dog days of the summer. There's nothing happening.
SummerSlam. State Fair.
State Fair? That's one state, bro. It's one state. Anyway, it's a spectacle. Of course I'm excited, man. That's why us as wrestling fans, that's all it is. That's why
don't
we
include
like,
me in
you
your
do.
Fucking
you
weird
love,
people that care about shit.
You love spectacles, man. You I love don't. WrestleMania. Fine, you don't.
I didn't watch WrestleMania this year.
95% of the wrestling community,
nope.
The fans, love the big events. They love the four major pay-per-views. They love the spectacle of it.
No, I would say like 60 to 65%. The Walmart shopping, still live at home with the parents, sweatpant wearing, fried chicken loving, big fat pieces of shit.
What are you talking about? First of all, I love those, and that does not. I'm not even in any of those categories. None of them. I don't shop at Walmart. How dare you? I'm a Target guy. But how dare you? And I don't live at home. So, see, your rationale is just overblown. 60, 65%, that's ridiculous. Like, even the indie guys that go watch ROH or PWG or whatever else they're watching, they're tuning in to watch Mania.
But they got
to
ask mom if they got to ask mom if they can order the pay-per-view.
That's like half of our
list. Ma, can I order the pay-per-view?
Yes, honey. I heard it's an awesome spectacle.
Where's the meatloaf?
I'll bring it down for you. Enjoy the spectacle show. I heard Mania's awesome. I'm going to come down. See, and then mom comes down with the roast beef for the meatloaf.
And then they make a weird porno.
And
it's called J-O-I. Do you know what J-O-I porn is?
No. It's
jerk-off instructions.
Oh, where it's like the mom does the technique, or it's usually always stepmom. I always like how it says in the description, mom. But then when you watch it, it's always like, stepmom, like, you're just my stepmom. Like, they have to get that in there so it doesn't cross, like, incest laws. Dude, it's going to be awesome, man. Easily going to be the number one.
I don't care. Let's change the subject. I'm over it. It's boxing, man. It's a wrestling podcast. Neither of them are wrestlers.
First of all, we talk about tons of UFC stuff. Yeah. And Conor McGregor's UFC. This is a huge, huge... This is the equivalent of Rocky Balboa versus Thunder Lips.
Balboa?
Rocky Balboa versus Thunder Lips. That's what it is. It's a spectacle. Or Muhammad Ali when he battled that Japanese wrestler back in the 60s, right?
Antonio Inoki.
There you go.
Would have been the 70s. And he also had another run-in in America with 60s. A gentleman by the name of Gorilla Monsoon, who shot on him, picked him up, gave him an airplane spin, and then Muhammad Ali, your fucking hero, ran away like a little bitch.
First of all.
Like a little bitch.
How dare you say that? That's fucking... full of shit right there.
No, it's 100% true. I respect the shit out of Muhammad Ali, but the look on his face when Gorilla picked him up and gave him like six rotations in an airplane spin and put him down was priceless.
How old was Ali at this? This was in the 80s.
No, this was at the peak of Ali's career.
The peak of his career.
Yeah.
When he was Cassius Clay.
Look it up on the YouTube, bro.
I'm totally looking that up. And then I'm going to call you out on it next week.
You can
week
call me out on it whenever you want because you're going to be wrong.
Uh-huh. Gorilla, because I heard when he was a special referee or ring it or the.
Oh, no, belly. That was the first WrestleMania. This was at least 10 to 15 years before that.
I heard that people were afraid of him. I heard that he would mess people up. That's what people were.
People were more afraid that he was going to start shaking and then fall on the ground.
Dude, come on, man. You're such a dick today. As I sit here in my Muhammad Ali t-shirt. Anyway, fine, whatever. Thunder lips. Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavs.
Don't care.
In five games. I predicted that. Told you five, six at most. Boom. Did you watch any of it?
No.
Jeez, it's the highest rated finals since 1998.
Dude, I haven't watched a fucking professional basketball game since probably 1990.
You don't watch wrestling. You don't watch, you're not going to watch this fight. You don't watch basketball. No. What the hell do you do? Like, why are you on a podcast if you don't watch anything to discuss? Fine. Golden State Warriors beat him. Greatest team. Here's something that I thought you would,
let's talk about one thing basketball. I'll talk about one thing basketball. Okay. Stop with the online bullshit. Look. Who could beat the Golden State Warriors? Could the 85 Bulls beat them? No, they couldn't. It was a different fucking era. It's a different game now. Stop with the bullshit and get off my fucking feed with your bullshit.
First of all, it would be the 95 Bulls. 85 Bulls sucked.
Whatever.
Second of all, the 96 Bulls would totally beat the Golden State Warriors.
Doubtful.
Dude, you had Jordan, Pippen, and Dennis Rodman. They would lock
them down.
It was a
completely different game then.
But they played.
It doesn't matter. I didn't bring this up for you to argue with me. It's just annoying. Like, who would win in a fight, Mighty Mouse or Mickey Mouse? You know, it's just this. Like, stop fucking with me. You know what I mean? Like,
so who would win in a fight, Mighty Mouse or Mickey Mouse?
I don't give a fuck. I hope they both die. They're cartoon characters, so I can wish death upon them. You can't get mad at me for that. They don't exist.
No, but the point is that we can still have a funny, intelligent conversation of
here's
who
the thing,
would
battle. Though, I'm talking about social media. So if you want to talk about like fantasy basketball, find some fucking group. Don't just put it on your wall for everybody to see and start arguments, and then I got to see it every time some asshole comments on your bullshit.
Let's do this. Let's do a.
No.
I can't even get it out. Let's do a tournament where we pick fictional characters to battle each other.
No.
And we have to have reasons why.
Nope. Not doing it.
Mighty Mouse versus Mickey Mouse is the first one. Why would Mickey win? Would you really quit the podcast?
Yeah.
Dude, come on. Fine. Who would win? A 8-inch penis or a that's skinny or a 4-inch penis, but it's got massive girth?
Well, you'd be the one to chime in on this.
Do you like those type of conversations? You always go to the penis, so let's go to dick. Right, who would battle?
You're the one that likes
long
the
dick
mouth.
Or short Which one would you prefer? Stocky's dick.
Which would you prefer?
It's not me. This is you. I threw you the
you
question.
You brought it up, dude. The one that this time you were like, which one would I rather have in my mouth? The 8-inch long
all,
one.
Not sure that.
I can go back and we can replay it.
Yes, I would like you to try to. You're gifted.
All right, next.
Audio machine.
Next.
Are you excited for this?
Probably not.
Top Gun sequel.
No.
Top Gun Maverick.
Fuck no.
Boo!
God damn it. Make original movies. Stop remaking old movies.
Did you like Top Gun, the original?
I don't think I ever watched it.
Oh, my freaking God. Are you serious? It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Eh.
Top five favorite movie for me of all time. Most, one of the greatest music soundtracks. Dude, what do you like? Besides cooking and being... Like, you're in your, like, angro mood today.
Yeah, I told you I was in a bad mood today.
I didn't think so.
Things I like. I like music. I like food. I like weed. I like drinks. I like my wife.
I like Jason.
No, it's not true.
Really? Yeah.
I
like Fancy Jay. He's awesome. Thanks.
I mean, that's about it. I mean, that's my life. As I work, and then when I don't work, I don't really want to waste the precious few moments I have to enjoy myself by wasting it on like TV or dumb shit like basketball that doesn't interest me.
Okay, I can understand. So, can I ask you for a favor? Could I come to your house one time? Your wife doesn't have to be there because I know she doesn't like me. She thinks I'm Jihad J. I come to your house when I visit, and you get me high, and we watch Top Gun.
Ugh.
Watch just the movie.
Do
Top
I have to
Gun.
Stay awake?
If you fall asleep, you fall asleep. Are you one of those as soon as you smoke, you fall asleep?
No, I'm one of those people where as soon as I lose interest in what I'm watching, I go
That's
to sleep.
Fine. If you fall asleep, then you lose interest.
All right, then I'll probably be
then
out in about 10 minutes.
I'll lay a
Here's
blanket.
The thing, man.
I'll lay a blanket over your body.
I
and
don't
I'll
care for Tom Cruise.
But this is
he
this
and I
is
are birthday twins.
'80s Cruise.
Do you know that he and I are birthday twins?
Really?
July 3rd.
Yeah.
Do you know that he was born in Syracuse, New York at the same hospital
did.
I was?
Yes, I did know
Do you
that.
Know that he's exactly 10 years and 3 hours older than me?
For somebody who doesn't like him, you sure know a lot about him.
I had an ex-girlfriend that was obsessed with him.
So then why don't you like Cruise? Cruise then. You might not like Cruise
very,
now.
I can't think of one thing other than Tropic Thunder that he was in that I liked. I loved him in Tropic Thunder.
Okay, but that was a bit role. You don't like any of the Mission Impossible movies.
Never seen any of them.
You never saw Days of Thunder?
Nope.
You never saw... freaking Few Good Men.
Nope.
Have you seen any movies?
Yeah. I own.
You didn't see Risky Business? That feels like that you would have liked Risky Business.
I didn't really care for
Cocked, it. But you saw it?
Yeah, I saw Cocktail? It when I was younger. Didn't see it.
Oh my gosh. Sweet. Elizabeth Shue's in that. Hottie Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue was at her hottest in the first Karate Kid movie.
She is super hot, but she's played a teenager, so let's not get too skeevy. I know you like those younger ones, but Elizabeth Shue gets naked, topless, and Cocktail. But anyway, are you serious?
Yeah, I've never seen any of the Matrixes. I've never seen any of the Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
I've never seen any of...
Well, you only missed... The first Matrix was the only good one. Lord of the Rings. You have to like fantasy stuff.
None of the Harry Potters. I've never seen... There's so many like classic like fucking movies everybody freaks out for that just don't interest me.
What movies have you liked?
I'll give
Guardians
you
of the Galaxy.
My top five favorite movies.
Top
of all time,
five favorite movies. Okay.
Number one.
Yep.
True Romance.
Okay.
Number two, Fight Club.
Okay.
Number three, California with a K.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Julia
Number
Lewis.
Four, The Mexican.
So are you just naming all Brad Pitt movies?
Okay. So I may have subconsciously become a Brad Pitt fan because I didn't realize this until my wife pointed it out. Because she was like, take your five favorite movies out. And the fifth one is Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Oh, awesome one.
Yeah. So like four out of my top five movies star, yes, or at least have Brad, because he's not a star in True Romance. That's Christian Slater.
Yeah.
He just smokes out of the honey bear on the couch in that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Fight Club is his vehicle.
Yep.
California is his vehicle.
100%.
The Mexican.
His vehicle.
Dude, you can't, if you ever watched The Mexican?
Yeah, with Julia Roberts.
It's so good on like so many levels.
It's good. I wouldn't say it's so good. I think True Romance is great on so many levels.
The Mexican, in my opinion, is the most underrated movie of this generation.
So why do you love Brad Pitt so much?
It's not so much him as it is the stories of these movies.
Okay, so off Top Gun.
Well, no, you know what? I'm gonna replace California with 12 Monkeys. Still a Brad Pitt movie.
So your six of your top...
Five out of my top six movies of all time are Brad Pitt
vehicles.
It's weird, right?
That's super weird.
It never dawned on me. Not once did it dawn on me. And I'm being dead serious. Like, it never really hit me.
When did she call you out on that?
About a year into our relationship.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, he's good. He's good looking dude. He's a good actor. He's got he gets into those crazy roles very well.
Yeah.
But okay, so if Brad Pitt was in Top Gun Maverick, would you want to at least see it?
No.
So you don't see any movie with Brad Pitt.
No.
Like if your wife is like, hey, I want to see this vehicle, and it stars Brad Pitt, would you be like, check it out? Because he hasn't let me down.
I'd have to like want to see the story.
Yeah. But he hasn't let you down that many times.
Oh, yeah, he has. He's got a lot of stinkers.
So you've watched other Brad Pitt movies that, story-wise, you might not be into.
No, he just ends up showing up in the movie.
You don't know who he's in there? Like, the super sexy guy, the number one star in Hollywood for the last decade, you don't know he's in it? You just hit play? What movie did you not like of his recently?
I can't think of any other movie
Oceans
of his that I liked.
Movies? Probably didn't see any of those.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
No.
That's when Angelina Jolie.
Burn After Reading. He was terrible in Burn After Reading.
Was the movie terrible or he was terrible?
Both.
Okay. Coen Brother movie.
Yeah. And then there was like that weird movie where he was a Nazi or he was fighting Nazis. And I didn't like that one.
Bastards.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
You didn't like the Quentin Tarantino movie?
No.
You know Tarantino wrote True Romance.
I know. Not retarded.
Well, a lot of people out there probably don't know that. So, to you.
Not a big Reservoir Dogs fan.
I didn't like Reservoir. Dude, it was too graphic for me, man. I can watch graphic stuff, but that was just...
What's the other one everybody raves about?
Pulp Fiction?
No, I like Pulp Fiction. That was really good.
Django?
I've yet to see that. I bought it out of the $3.96 bin at Walmart, but I've yet to watch it.
Dude, it's good, but there's some crazy-ass scenes in that where I'm just like...
Hateful Eight, I didn't think was very good.
Yeah, that one was the awesome dialogue. It was kind of predictable for me.
Jackie Brown was great.
I think that's his most underrated movie of all of them.
I'll give you that.
Easily.
Yeah.
I would put that up there as probably his second, third best.
No, I'm going to argue with you on that.
I think the absolute
best thing Quentin Tarantino ever did was the first half of From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, no. Hated that movie.
Dude, it was great until the Robert Rodriguez part hit. Dude, the dialogue and the storyline between George Clooney and Quentin and Juliette Lewis and that weird guy with the beard, Harvey Keitel or whatever the fuck his name is, in the RV, the whole thing, like, it felt real.
Yeah, yes, but, of course, his dialogue's awesome. I just didn't like the...
The premise?
Yeah, I didn't like the premise.
I was fine until
everybody
started turning into vampires. Oh, Salma Hayek in that movie, though?
Yeah,
oh, my
she
God.
Is fine.
Titties?
She's fine.
Them titties?
Yeah, she's fine. Titties? I would say it's...
Them titties?
I would say it's Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, or if you want to put Jackie Brown to three, I count Kill Bill 1 and 2 as one film.
Didn't see either one of them.
What? Dude, you have to
Not
see
a big
that.
Uma Thurman fan.
She barely even talks in it,
Doesn't
man.
Matter.
Dude, the fight scenes
like
and the dialogue are... Amazing.
I'm not a big fight scene guy.
Kill Bill 2 is better than 1 in my eyes. Yeah. It's got the best dialogue about...
Good for you, man. You probably don't like any of the other movies I like either.
What other movies do you like? I didn't like California.
Really?
K. Nah.
Man, that's weird. The Notebook is up there for me.
Yeah, I prefer Notting Hill. You can't pick on me with the Notebook, bro.
I honestly have never seen it.
Yeah,
I do like that girl though, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
She ever show her titties in a movie?
Nope.
That's a shame. I bet you they're nice and perky. Jesus. Small but delicious. She's anyway.
Too clean cut for you, bro.
No.
She wouldn't even make your top 10.
She might be in there. That.
All right.
Especially her in Mean Girls, dude. Them tight little pants.
Again, you going back to a high school movie. Now, she wasn't.
She was 23 when she made that movie.
Yeah, but it's still like high school films.
Real life. She was hot now, though. Real life, man.
Like, all right, so what's
It's not
what
like I'm
movies?
You talking about how hot Drew Barrymore was in E.T.
First of all, that was you said that. I said she was hot in Poison Ivy, and she was legal age. She was 18.
Her titties aren't as great.
Can you imagine being 18, Drew Barrymore, having a make out and have sex with Tom Skerritt? Top Gun reference. But Tom Skerritt with that freaking 80s cheesy mustache, and you got to like ride him on a hood. Like, I would be, if I'm Tom Skerritt, I'd be like, you are young enough to be my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He's freaking sicko. What is the creepiest sex scene of guy girl? Like, look wise, age difference wise, that you've seen?
The Accused.
The Accused with Jodie Foster?
Yeah, where she gets raped on the pinball machine.
Dude, okay, I didn't
you
say.
You said awkward sex.
I said with the actors, like the age difference.
Right, it's super awkward watching a rape scene in a Jodie Foster movie.
First of all, any rape scene is absolutely horrendous. I can't watch it. Like, I'll fast forward through it. I'll be like,
Didn't she get raped in that movie where she was like a retarded mute too?
Nell?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't seen that forever. Yeah. But
I mean, rape's not funny.
No,
I mean,
okay,
it can be funny.
Take no, it cannot. There's never a situation where rape is ever funny.
Really?
Yeah, you tell me.
Okay, close your eyes.
No, Jesus.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Take rape off the table.
Do it. Close your eyes. Now imagine Elmer Fudd raping Porky Pig.
No.
It's hilarious.
It's not. It's bestiality. Because
he'd be stuttering.
No, he'd be like.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah,
he'd be
stuttering
me.
Because he's being raped.
Yeah.
You're a sick. I thought you were going to say bang Bugs Bunny.
No,
but
cartoon rape's hilarious.
Do you like cartoon porn?
No.
Yeah. Take rape off the table, which we should never talk about.
Let's take it off the pinball machine.
Like, take it off. What? Is there like a Tom Skerritt, Drew Barrymore? Is there one where you're just like, oh, gosh, it's super.
Does Deliverance count? Or is that still rape?
That's rape, dude. It was a dude raping a guy in the back of the woods and asking him to squeal like a pig. Again, going back to Porky Pig, what's with you and rape and pigs?
I don't know.
Is that like your other thing? It's got to star Brad Pitt and rape a pig?
No.
And that's a no. Dixon?
Weird, awkward sex scenes in movies. All right, we'll come back to this next week.
Yeah, that'll be a good question.
I'll need to do some
week.
Research.
The other cool news this week.
Oh, my God, excuse me. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did. Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark on July 23rd for Discovery.
I got $20 on the shark eating him.
Dude, first of all.
How awesome would it be? See, you talk about big events. You know what the big event in my world is? That fucking shark taking one of Phelps' legs off.
That would be an event if they were going to be in the same area. He's going to be in, the shark will be in a cage or he'll be in the cage. They'll be in like two different tunnels.
Then that's bullshit. Why would I watch it? If there's no probability of Michael Phelps getting eaten by that fucking shark, I don't care.
Well, because, exactly. There's no way that
I watch
he's
hockey for the fights and NASCAR for the wrecks. I'm only watching the thing if the shark gets to bite Mike Phelps.
I hear you on the NASCAR part. Wait. But it doesn't even matter. Phelps, the highest that he's ever gone is 6 miles per hour, and that was when he was younger. A shark, on average, goes 25.
But now he's not in the Olympics. He can do HGH, bro.
He ain't making up freaking 20 mile per hour difference.
You know Michael Phelps?
I do.
Have you watched him? You do.
Yes,
you
I do. Personally know him.
Where's he live?
Huh?
Where's he live?
Austin, Texas.
That's a lie.
He's from Maryland. So, on that, sucker.
Yeah, you don't know him.
He's from Baltimore, Maryland.
But you
that's
don't
where
know
he was
him.
Born. Okay. You don't know who I know and don't know?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, I do.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, Michael Phelps ain't going to be the great white shark. But again, it's a spectacle. You're going to tune in and you're going to see how they're going to elevate. So how are you going to know if he's going to get eaten or not?
I'll just read it online. And then that way, if
you
he
would
does
totally get, watch the
And then if
video
he does get bitten, then I'll watch it on YouTube.
Exactly.
YouTube. But if he don't get bitten, I ain't watching that shit. I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
I want to... I want to know how big of a great white. Do you think the great white shark, like, racism, and if they're in, they got to be in different
tunnels.
Did you
just say racism?
If the races
great white
him.
Shark races him.
Races him. Jesus. And he, you think he tries to attack him?
I hope so.
I would like to see an attempt of a great white attack, but he actually doesn't harm Phelps. And so like Phelps pisses in the water or poops himself, and you see it just like
I just
want to
see
up.
Him get bitten in the like salt water. Down.
It's in the ocean.
Down.
That's another reason.
Just take his legs.
Dude. No, what? You don't want him to take his legs.
I didn't wish him dead.
Maybe if he took his legs, he'd be dead, bro.
No. I've seen Lieutenant Dan didn't have no legs.
That was after surgery, not a shark biting it off in salt water.
So we can't have surgery after the race?
Dude, he would bleed out.
Surgeons are standing by.
This is the most idiotic. He would bleed out.
You don't know that.
I do know that. And I can't
maybe,
he,
maybe he's on like a
is Brad Pitt in Forrest Gump?
I don't think so.
Is that another movie you like?
Forrest Gump? Yeah. Not really.
No. I hated her. Jen A. She was such a bitch in that movie. She's totally...
She's a whore.
I know, man. She just used him. I was like, Forrest, come on. I was waiting for like...
She gave him a son, though. He was retarded, too.
He was not.
The son?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he was not. He just had this... idiosyncrasies from Forrest because that's who raised them.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know what? You're wrong. Okay, so top five countries that love sex toys the most. What do you think is top five? If you had to pick. Top five countries that love sex toys the most.
Brazil.
They were like 88th.
Really?
Yeah, because they just go straight penis to ass. So, I mean, they don't need sex toys.
Kazakhstan.
No. It's not going to be any stans. I'll give you a hint.
South Africa.
No. I'll give you...
Canada.
No. They're like 20-something.
Panama.
Nope. No South America countries.
No Guatemala?
No South America countries.
So it's got to be like... Is it Pakistan?
I said no stands.
Oh.
So number five is United Kingdom.
That makes sense.
Number four is United States. Number three, Greenland.
That's two. Barely a country.
Sweden. Number one.
Greece.
Nope.
Yeah.
Near Greenland, or near Sweden, Denmark.
Mm.
Denmark getting freaky with the toys the most means that means there's not a lot of potential mates there.
It's not true,
dude. If you're look at that man, Greenland, Sweden, and Denmark.
There's like seven people that live in Greenland.
Exactly,
so if they have three sex toys, then that's like it's a high percentage.
My sister lived there for a little while.
Is your sister attractive?
Is she attractive?
Yeah. Like, if you weren't related to her, would you want to plow her out?
Dude, Jesus, you're freaking disgusting. And we got so off topic on the Floyd McGregor thing. We need to go back to wrestling. So, what do you think Roman Reigns' big announcement is on this Monday?
Hopefully that he's retiring.
No, he said that you won't like. People would cheer that.
Oh, he's going to take on Braun Strowman at Summer, at Great Balls of Fire.
Whatever
the next pay-per-view for Rise.
I think he's setting up. I think he's going to fight Cena at SummerSlam. I think that's going to be the fight. Because Cena now is all of a sudden a free agent. They made that announcement. Like, he's not on SmackDown. He's a free agent. So that means he's totally going to come to Raw, because why would you say he's a free agent and go to SmackDown? And Reigns needs somebody. If you're saying Braun goes against Brock, this would be something that's pretty interesting to see. Netflix just released a trailer of the documentary of Hulk Hogan versus Gawker. It's called Nobody Speak, The Trials of Free Speech, and it takes on the subject matter of the rich corporations or rich people in general silencing the press. So it's not just about Hogan, but it's about how the people that were funding Hogan on the DL were were blasted by Gawker years earlier, and that this was a personal vendetta to take down Gawker because I guess Gawker outed him as being gay, the guy who was funding all of Hogan's legal team. So it's really about that, and then it goes deep into like what Trump is doing now and fake news and all that. It looks really, really, really good. You should check out the trailer. Yeah. It's on Netflix. Maybe one day I can pick something that you'll be interested in. Brad Pitt movies. Money in the Bank. Tomorrow night, Sunday. 2017, pay-per-view, kind of, certain countries. Let's go through the card.
Yeah.
Who we got?
Must
it's actually
be.
A pretty entertaining card. Number one, the Hype Bros versus the Colognes for a tag team match?
Well, if we're being honest, I think Hype Bros either win and then Zack Ryder attacks Numb Nuts there. Forget his name. It's his fucking name.
Mojo?
Yeah, Mojo Dum Dum. And there's a feud built in there. Or he turns on him during the match and the Colognes go over.
I kind of had something similar. I was going to say that the Colognes win and then Ryder goes off on Mojo.
Maybe.
But so who are you going with? Hype Bros? Who wins it?
I don't know. I just know that the Hype Bros end up splitting and feuding.
I'm saying that you're picking the Hype Bros. I'll go with the Colognes. Okay. Naomi versus Lana for the Women's Championship.
Naomi retains.
You don't think that they put it on Lana?
Not in her first.
But then Naomi match. Gets into the Money in the Bank and then wins the...
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I don't know why else they would have her on there. Well, no, I'm going to go with Naomi because Lana, freaking, you see her finishing move?
It's awful.
It looked like it hurt too, like bend the arm backwards and then slam down on your back and you have like nothing to hold you.
She's terrible.
How are they going to do that? And they're like, how are they not going to hurt anybody? Becky Lynch versus Charlotte versus Natalia versus Tamina versus Carmella for the...
How about you just call it the women's ladder match?
Because I want to... Say the participants that are in it for the Money in the Bank ladder match.
I'm going Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte, I am going with... Who do you think I'm going to pick?
Sasha.
She's not even on the roster, dude. That's why I named the people.
You just said Sasha Banks is in that match.
No, she's not. Becky Lynch, or Charlotte.
I'm sorry, the red-haired girl. I get the two of them confused.
Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
Nope,
sorry.
I'm going with Carmella.
Really?
I think they're going with a heel. And I think you can have some fun with her and Ellsworth in it. And I think that they're going to give her a big push. Charlotte doesn't need it. Becky.
I think it redefines the Charlotte character for SmackDown.
I think if Carmella doesn't win.
It's a way for her to not have to have the title to stay at the top of the women's division.
I agree with you. Most likely Charlotte will win, but I don't see Natalya winning it. I don't see Tamina winning it.
She can't even climb a ladder. She's so fat.
I don't see Becky Lynch winning it because she's a face and usually works best with a heel to get the most out of it, especially if Naomi is retaining. So that's why I'm going with Carmella. By the way, we were completely wrong. We act like we know, and then I just had a flashback to our Samoa Joe Rollins. We were like, no way Joe wins that match. Yeah. We want him to, but there's no way he does, and he does. Usos versus The New Day for the championship.
Usos retain.
You gotta have
the face team that everybody loves chase for a little while.
I do. I just want the Usos to win, so I'm going to say the Usos. Money in the Bank, ladder match, Kevin Owens versus AJ versus Corbin versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph versus Nakamura. I'll tell you the two who aren't winning.
Nakamura.
Nakamura's definitely not winning after he freaking held the Money in the Bank briefcase, and Sami Zayn got the pinfall. His ass ain't winning either, So I'm taking those two out. Owens holds the belt. Doesn't he hold the U.S. title?
Yeah.
So, and he's doing really well with that, being Mr. USA from Canada. So I think that takes him out. So it's between AJ, Dolph, and Corbin.
If Jinder retains, I think you got to go AJ.
Well, let's go into that one, and then we can come back. Who do you think wins, Jinder versus Orton?
Jinder.
They have to, right? Because they're still doing that India tour. Yeah. So they're going to, I'm going with that as
and
well.
And I think AJ Jinder is the next logical.
I think AJ should have it because what you just said with Charlotte is right on for her. It's the exact same thing for AJ.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a belt. He doesn't have to go after that U.S. title because it feels beneath him in a way. And then this makes him be the man and he can cash in whenever.
Yep.
So I like AJ.
Is that the end of the Money in the Bank card?
It's the end of the Money in the Bank card.
All right, your boy's going to go take a leak. All right, where were we?
We just finished up with
Money
our wrestling
in the Bank.
Yep, so now we are our B-side, Choice Cut of the Week.
Portugal the Man, Woodstock, came out yesterday. Dopest dope I've ever smoked. Best album, it's going to win a Grammy. It's the coolest thing you'll ever hear. Go buy it. It's available everywhere music is sold. Portugal the Man is the name of the band. Woodstock, the name of the album. The first single is Feel It Still. My favorite song on the album is Rich Friends. Your B-side choice pick of the week, Jason?
Is Bleachers, Gone Now album. My favorite.
I'm going to see them on Wednesday at Anthology in Rochester.
You suck, dude.
For free. I'm going to get to meet the band. Get my picture taken with them.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't even tell me so I could fly back and like go with you to that. You know it's my favorite.
They're from Los Angeles. You can see them anytime. Do you know what band was in prior to Bleachers?
No, I have no idea.
Fun.
Oh, the guy from Fun.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. No.
Yeah.
The guy from, and I know who he's dating.
Who's he dating?
He's with Leah Dunham. That's from Girls. The lead actress in
the
Girls.
The Frumpy
HBO.
Dumpy one?
That's his girl. That's the whole album is written
she's
about
gross.
Her. Well, I mean, he's kind of a nerdy guy.
It's yeah, but like she's disgusting.
He's been with her, and that's the reason why he wrote this album. It's got like a love song to her.
It just made my penis crawl up inside me.
Jesus. He credits her. Don't tell him that when you meet him on Wednesday. He credits her for kind of saving him. From some demons. Fun had one good song.
When
they had
we
like
were
a
young.
Big hit. Yeah. I like that song a lot.
Yeah, of course you
do. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Well, hey. But anyway, Bleachers Gone Now album. You can get it. You can stream it on Spotify. Freaking awesome.
Who do you hate this week, Jay?
Don't Take the Money is the number one song off their album right now.
It's the lead single. I don't want to say single. It's the number one song on the album.
That's released, I said, after. But it's the number one release song off their album. Let's Get Married is, I think, one of my
least favorite songs. On the
two favorite. Of course it is, dude. I think you just oppose me to oppose me. The other thing, B-side choice cut is...
You only get one.
Nah, I'm going to get two. The Carmichael Show. We weren't here last week. Carmichael Show, sitcom on NBC. Very much.
I
in
like
the tone
Ron Carmichael too. His stand-up's funny, but that show sucks.
What? That's my favorite show on television, dude. It has subject matter, whether it's mass shooting or lesbian weddings or abusive fathers, but does it all in the tone of like All in the Family. Insanely talented cast, super hilarious. My favorite TV sitcom, comedy. Right now. So Carmichael Show on NBC. I think it's on Wednesday nights.
I don't care.
But no, I'm not talking to you about this. This is the B-side choice cut for our listeners, not for you. Because you don't like anything that I pitch. You're going to go see Bleachers on Wednesday, and you're trashing Bleachers.
I'm not trashing Bleachers. It's just his choice of women. It's disgusting.
Jesus. Take me in your place, then. Take me. Who do you hate this week?
I can't name names because it becomes libel, but there is a prominent, fake local enthusiast whose parents own an Irish restaurant in town who uses a fake Irish brogue to pick up intoxicated women in bars. Not going to name his name. Everybody knows who he is. He's a piece of shit.
Fake Irish brogue? What's that?
Irish accent.
Oh. Oh, to pick up. Oh, I thought. Yeah. You were about
so,
like
so
drug.
he's a waiter, bartender, quote unquote local entrepreneur.
At Coleman's?
No, oh. But he's a real piece of shit. This is a dude that overserves girls. He has been accused of drugging girls in bars.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Are you having like a social media beef with him?
Yeah. Oh. Because this dude took.
I'm going to your social media page.
Completely and totally took. The font for my Locals Only show completely and totally took the boombox that I stylized for my band, the Ghetto Blasters, and then put those two things together to do a local music only brunch. So you took my brand, which is Locals Only.
Yep.
Added the word music, kept my font, and then took another iconic image that's associated with me to create something for you. And then when I confront you on it, you laugh it off like it's funny. And then
is he a big dude?
No. He's about your size. Okay. Then he laughs it off until I get angry. And then he makes another joke of like, oh, hey, you know, like we can get you some remote money and puts it in quotation marks. And I, instead of replying to him, went to my own Facebook page and explained, like, hey, I'm over here minding my own business, and here are these people that want to test me. Here I've been good for like 5 years, and I haven't really gotten any physical altercations or any beefs with anybody. But just because I haven't spit in my hand and slapped somebody in the mouth with it in 5 years doesn't mean I've forgotten how to. So I post that on my page, and then the next thing you know, he's trying to be all nice and trying to work it out and, you know, not taking a joking manner anymore, because I will walk into your parents' restaurant, I will ask for you by name, and I will spit in my hand, and I will slap you in the fucking mouth with it in front of everybody. And then, on top of that, I will then out you like I did last week for being the piece of shit you are with young girls in our city. You act like you really give a shit about everything, but what you care about is making a name for yourself off of our city, not by actually doing anything. You book this brunch with a bunch of hack amateurs that you don't have to pay so that you can pocket the money that the place that's putting the thing on is paying you to book real artists. And then you put these hack broads on here that A, you've either slept with, tried to sleep with, or you have slept with and you're trying to make it up to them, to not out you as a piece of shit who overserved them and then took advantage of them. So here's where we are. I ask him to take it down. He says he's going to take it down. He doesn't take it down. I'm at City Market last week with my wife, and I see him with his big stupid yellow bicycle thing. And I leave my wife with my friends Brian and Mayo, and she knows what's about to happen, because when I leave her with my friends, she knows that hood rat shit's about to happen. And I went and I confronted this piece of shit, and he wouldn't look me in the fucking eyes, and I gave him until the next day to take it down. Well, it's still not down. So now you're on the top of my fucking hit list. So now I'm going to go to lunch on Monday at his parents' restaurant, and I'm going to ask for him by name. And if he gets smart with me, I'm going to drag him out into the street, and I'm going to fucking beat him to within an inch of his life.
Beat you till an inch of your life. I'm going to be your hype man. That's going to be the new way of this segment. You're going to hang, you're going to do a little pause, and I'm going to be your hype man.
Dude's a total piece of shit.
Total piece of shit. What you going to do when Dixon comes looking for you, brother? Yeah, what?
I'm going to break his jaw, and when he's laying there on the ground gasping for fucking air, I'm going to spit in his wide open mouth that he can't shut.
And how are you going to kiss girls with a broken jaw? That's yeah. Right. How's Dixon's spit taste? How's it taste? Yummy? Salty? Yeah. How old is he?
Probably early 30s.
Oh, early 30s. Gonna get your mouth spinning, and not by a good hot lady. Is he, like, touching women? Like, raping them?
There have been some rumors that he's a date raper.
What? Date raper? Oh, I don't want to say anything about that, because that's not fun. It's fun if you spit in his mouth. It's not fun about that. But if that is the case, then you should do more than spit in his mouth.
Yeah.
What a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Next week, you're gonna have lunch. What you gonna order?
I'm not gonna order anything.
You should order some food. You should grab that plate after the parents just hand slaved over it and made it for you. Grab that plate.
I don't really like Irish food.
Exactly. Shine it up real nice. Smack him with it. Spit in his mouth. So then he's got the food and the spit all into his broken jaw. Then you take your huge hands that you beat people to death with, well, close to death in the past, and you punch him in his balls 3 times. How many girls does he?
I have no idea. You
punch him in the balls, then you throw him down the stairs. I'm being serious with all of this. You think it's in a joking connotation?
There's no stairs there.
Do you throw him? You grab him, throw him in your car, you take him to a set of stairs, go to like the dome. Take him into the dome. I can get you into the dome. I know people.
I can get into the dome.
So you can get in the dome after hours, and you throw him down the stairs there. Yeah.
Truthfully, I just want to hire like 3 like former like inmates that have recently gotten out. Give them each $50. Take them to this guy's place and just be like, yo, you see that dude right there? I want the 3 of you to run a train on his ass.
Yeah. Wait. Why would they want to run a train if they're not in prison anymore?
Because they're recently out of jail and probably have a hard time securing employment.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they want to have sex with them.
Yeah, but for 50 bucks. For 50. Yeah.
$50 each?
Yeah.
$150, and you're going to get ass rammed and spit in the mouth. I hope this all happens.
Me too.
Next week when we do our show, are you going to have an update on this?
Hopefully.
Are you really going to go do all that?
I probably won't have 3 former inmates rape him, but I am going to have a fun face-to-face conversation with him in his place of employment that is owned by his parents to embarrass him.
And what happens?
I'll probably get thrown out. It'll be just one more place that I get banned from.
What happens? It's like Canada up in there. Yeah. What happens if he doesn't take it down?
Then I show up every week to his little fucking event, and I talk shit the entire time.
Where's his event at?
I'm not going to say. Because
don't want to say because we don't want to give it any publicity.
I don't want to get sued for slander or libel.
Then we know, because you've done a lot of slander. Well, you've implied a lot of slander.
This is like real life shit. This isn't like exactly, me talking shit about Tammy Sitch, who is a miserable cunt, and I still hope that terrible things happen to her.
How dare you? She's on my roster, and she's going to rock it.
No. Yep. She's going to steal from other people in the locker room.
She's going to be Mike Bennett's new valet. Since I can't have Maria Kanellis, it's going to be Mike Bennett. Dude, you talk about the stealing and all this. I don't know their personal. Like, I don't know what they do behind the scenes. I can't judge somebody on that.
So you want like a 51-year-old...
I'm gonna have some fun with her. I already
felon.
I mean, I'm sure half of my roster has done, things that I would think weren't up to par with my own moral system. Hell, you've become one of my best buddies.
That's not
and
true.
We do a show. I love you, dude. Sincerely, but you were fucked up. And if your life is scary, and I don't like, it doesn't mean that I'm not gonna that you and I can't. Work together and be friends just means that I'm not going to go spit in some dude's mouth with you.
You could, though.
I would.
You'd miss.
I would.
You'd miss. You'd get it all over his cheek.
I know. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. And
hey, let me scrape
cheap.
That in your mouth quick.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'd wipe it off and be like, I'm sorry. Here, let me try again. Yep.
All right, what's next?
That's it.
All right,
I mean,
cool.
I have a top five, but we can save that for next week. I want to end on you saving the women of Syracuse. From some dirtbag.
Exactly.
Sign off. Follow us on Twitter at B Show. That is at B Show Wrestling on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook and like our page at the B Show, a wrestling podcast. You can email us at the B Show, a wrestling podcast at gmail.com. Give us your thoughts on how the draft's going, Fed, the different federations from Dixon and I.
What's your email address again?
It is the B Show, a wrestling podcast at gmail.com.
Excellent. Everybody that sends a picture of their naked dick to Jay gets a shout out from me next week on the air. Until then, it's been a B Show, wrestling podcast.
Lots of dicks. Lots of dicks. Shout outs.